your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I'm going to talk a little bit about climate change right now with Dr. Birnbaum. Not necessarily the pros and cons, but we're going to talk about the psychological effect of climate change. Frieda, you're on.
Thank you. That's true. It's really not about the climate change as much as how people are relating to the climate change and the global warming effect. So we're looking at the reality here that research has shown that there are higher rates of depression and post-traumatic stress among survivors who experience tornado-related damage. And air pollutants is associated with increased severity of psychiatric symptoms among male veterans, this research has shown. So it is having an effect, whether it's true or not, whether we should be worried about it or not, is not really the point of this discussion. What's going on really is that there's a higher frequency of hospitalization, believe it or not, and suicide attempts with global warming, and it's been contributing to these mental health problems. There's an association with urban crime violence and extreme heat. So weather temperature does affect the way people react and behave in their lives as well. And also, a study found that 8% increase in anxiety and mood disorder and acts of self-harm have been found. Now, I'm not saying that this is a total cause. Sometimes underlying situations precipitate something that needed to be looked at. So this could be a factor with mental illness as well. But climate has had an effect on people that has been associated with adverse experiences in childhood as well, mainly because our social behavior has changed with this type of risk factor, that the climate change is something that is an emotional instability for people who are worried. And the problem is, the sad thing is, are they really worried about a reality? Is this something that they should be concentrating on as far as a fact? Is this climate warming phenomenon really taking away from our ability to function in this world? And our climate change, is that going to really make that huge a difference? I don't think so. I really feel that this report is something that has more to do with people's mild stresses, mental illnesses, coping behavior, and increased alcohol use. And, you know, we're going through a lot of trauma in our country. So climate change is really not the main factor right now. But the after effects of what is going on with people and how they're associating stressors in their lives are really real issues that we need to look at, because children, actually, they found that have had delayed developmental issues because they couldn't go to school because of the virus, have had cognitive behavioral problems, developmental problems. So this is a whole conglomerate of events that's all been mixed up together as climate change and warming temperatures have changed as well. But we have to look at, you know, our food, the way we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe. And we have to look at also the fact that inflation has been progressing and that there are other factors that we are concerned about. What about unemployment? What about having the right resources to function in our world in a healthy manner? So people are really not really very passionate about climate change in general.
If I just interrupt you for a second, some people are incredibly passionate about climate change, believe it or not.
Yes, I know. It's believe it or not is the real question. And I suspect a lot of it is politically oriented, that they're sold this bill of goods that, oh, this is what we need to do, that the Republicans haven't been really looking at too closely. So it's a political issue. The virus has been a political issue as well. And really the fear factor is not a political issue, because it's really actually happening to people. They're processing this and it's affecting their lives. So we have to really look at what is really a real concern and what is not. Anxiety, worry, nervousness, you know, we are looking at changes in our lifestyle and how we look at the planet. Well, in reality, our lifestyles have been pretty good until we went into this new political phase in our life and the things that have been going downhill since then. But we are doing many things that we've spoken about, walking, biking, electric cars. We're eating more vegetables, less dairy and meat. So a lot of these things that we're concerned about are actually changing, and we are making a difference. And the government, really, if they're concerned, has to take steps to it. But I think the political arena is using this, is milking this for their own benefit, to give their people, the citizens, scare tactics unnecessarily. Yeah. And we have to look and see that this is something that we have to be able to be comfortable with, the reality of what is really happening. So, you know, 71% Americans think that global warming will harm our future. How sad is that, to have to live with that?
I don't really know, because I don't know. From everything I've seen, I've got some interesting thoughts about that. Pardon me. Having said that, Frieda, I'd like to ask you a personal question, and the personal question I know the answer to, but I would like our listeners to basically be very cognizant of where you're coming from politically. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we used to talk a lot about your support for Donald Trump, for example, so I have to believe that you are probably more conservative than liberal. Am I correct in that?
100%. We would not be in this mess if we had a strong leader like Donald Trump. As I said before, is it a coincidence that we have this weak leader and Putin stepped in and all the threats are being, instead of being on the counterattack, we become defensive? What is that for a country that is supposed to have leadership qualities? Aren't we the ones that have to set the rules and set the standards and what's right and wrong? Well, that's not happening anymore. We have a dictator here who's setting rules for us, and our politician, our president, is stepping back.
Yeah.
And it's just a disgrace. Well, it's a disgrace to what America stands for.
Not only is it a disgrace, but I think it's causing an awful, awful lot of frustration and various neuroses about that. Frieda, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to take a break for the top of the hour news. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.